So what does it mean that they were to be lit daily? So we're going to play the next card. What do those lamps represent?
So this is Revelation 1:20.
It says, "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches." So those candlesticks represent the church. That's you and I. Remember what Christ said in Matthew 5? He said, "You are the light of the world." He said, "He is the light of the world." But when he dwells in us, by us eating the word, right? Beholding, we become changed. We shine out. We have his character and are a light to the world. Right? Does that make sense? So let's go to this next one here. Like altar of incense. Alright, altar of incense. It says that they were to put incense upon it daily, right? That the smoke would go up before the Lord. You want to put the next card? So what does this incense represent? So in Revelation 8, chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, it says, "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar, which is before the throne. The smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand." So, what does this incense represent? It represents the prayers. Our prayers, right? So, I want you to look at this. So, can you switch it back to that? So, check it out. Here we got the Word of God, right? When we do that, we take it in, right? It goes in our ears. We hear it. We take it. We eat it. Here we got the prayers, which we speak, right? And here is the lampstand of how we're living it, right? So this is the communication from God and us, right? God speaks to us. We speak to God. And as we abide with him, his light is going to shine out through us to this dark and messed up world. I hope that makes sense. So, for me, if you look at this, every ounce of this has to do with Christ. That Christ is the light of the world living in us. That the bread has to do with his word abiding in us. The incense, we have an intercessor, right? Which is Christ. Which that because of his sacrifice, these prayers are going up and are heard by the Father. So, when I look at this room, I think it's very interesting because this is our communication through Christ. And, you know, this room and the next room, this room separates you from the next room. I mean, you have to go through this room to get into the next room. And in the next room is the Ark of the Covenant, which has two cherubs. And in 2 Samuel or 1 Samuel, it says God dwells between the two cherubim, right? Where the Shekinah glory dwelt. So if the Father dwells in the next room, how can we come to the Father?
Through
Christ. What is this room representing? It's Christ. Yeah. This is how he brings us back to the Father. But if we're not doing these things daily, remember every one of these things is daily. If we're not abiding, no way can you have that connection. So, I want to look at these veils real quick. You want to put the veil card up? All right. So,
just goes into detail of what these veils look like, and it says that it separates the holy from the most holy, and there's a veil even separating the courtyard from the holy place. So, but what does this veil represent? Mason, or Josiah, can you put a card up? All right, so check this out. And it was, this is Luke 23:44-46, and it says, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. So when Christ died, that veil ripped in twain. This is when the shadow of the old covenant met the new covenant. This is when and it's going to explain it in the next card. Can you put that next card? So check this out. It says Hebrews 8:19-21 saying, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the household of God. So we can come to the Father through the veil. It's Christ's flesh. So when Christ died, that veil was rent. Now there was a way for us to come back to the Father. So that's why it's so interesting that you have to pass through these veils, two veils, right? One to enter into the holy, and then one to enter into the most holy. So we have to go through Christ to come to the Father. To me, that's beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now let's go through this veil. So here we've got the Ark of the Covenant, right? You want to put the Ark of the Covenant card up? All right, so here we got the Ark of the Covenant, and this is where... I don't have the scripture on the screen or anything at the moment, but definitely go look it up. It talks about the God dwells between the cherubs, and so let's go back to this screen. So if we walk up to this, it will open up, right? But what do we see inside the Ark of the Covenant? We see three different articles. I don't know how well you guys can see it. I hope you can see it all right. But we got Aaron's staff, the one that budded. We got the Ten Commandments. And we got the bowl of manna, right? So in here, we got the law of God. And if we study this out deeper, we could show that God's throne is made up of the same material the Ten Commandments are. That his throne is the law. And so, can you play the next card? So here we got in there, it says 28 or 25, I can't see. You put the commandments into the Ark of the Covenant. I can't see the verse right now. Okay, put the next... Can you put the next card? So check this out. It says here, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. So what does that mean, that like about the commandments? That was a shadow. But what's the actual? It says here in Hebrews 10:16-19, and this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law into their hearts, in their minds and in their hearts, however, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest through the by the blood of Jesus.
Sorry about this.
So what's that? The shadow was the Ten Commandments in the Ark of the Covenant. What is God wanting to do? What's the actual? He's wanting to write his law on our hearts.
Yeah.
And the only way this can happen, remember what Christ said? He says, if I abide, if I in you and you in me and I in my Father, that as we dwell in him, as we abide in him and eat of the bread and pray and spend that time in his word, not just hearing, but doing it, he will do this automatically in our own hearts, right? He will write the law. We can't write that law in our hearts. He will put it there.
Yeah.
You got any thoughts on that, Louie?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what we got to understand. We were just talking about this yesterday, that, you know, a lot of us think that Christ had an advantage over us, you know, because everything that he did and how he kept the law perfectly. But it's not like that at all. Like, everything that Christ had back then, we have now as well. You know, and he even said that we would do greater things than he did. You know, so we got to make sure that you know, we study the word and see that you know, all these things are only possible if we're connected to Christ, you know, because Christ is that mediator between us and the Father, you know, and and we get all the strength and everything to overcome sin through him, you know, so we got to, you know, keep that in mind that, you know, Christ had no advantage over us. He was 100% human. He set his divinity aside, you know, so that we would be able to pretty much see how he did it and be our perfect example of how we can do it.
Right.
And just if anyone has some questions, comments, or whatever, want to discuss this stuff out, I think, what is it, 6:42?
Yeah, 42.
Okay. Under an hour.
Yeah.
And, one thing I want you to see, all the things that we looked at were solely proven only by the Bible. Right? I hope that was clear. And that's what's being attacked today is the word of God that man is creating his own interpretation of things.
Yeah.
But no, the Bible will speak for itself. God promises he will teach us. And so, but he has these things to show us what he wants to do, how he wants to perfect us. No one can say, oh, I can't be perfect. Well, on your own, you can't, but by walking in his ways, you can be. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm walking in his ways, and that's what I'm shooting for. I want him to write his law in my heart.
Yeah, there's a sanctification process. Like, we don't just become perfect overnight. Like, you know, just how we were saying last night, too, that there's this, once we ask for repentance, then we're righteous right there and then, you know, because of Christ, you know, and he's made us righteous. Until then we pretty much, you know, start the process of sanctification, you know, so like, that's why, you know, Paul says that we have to die daily, you know, we die daily to self, you know, we might stumble because it says, I think in Proverbs, a righteous man will stumble 7 times but get back up,
yeah.
You know, so like, you know, it's a daily thing that we got to do. Like, you know, if you guys really want to be like true soldiers, you know, this is what a true soldier is one that can overcome sin and see that it is possible, you know, because if you even just look at the Ten Commandments, you know, it's possible to stop lying, you know, it's possible to stop committing adultery, you know, it's possible to not have other gods before, you know, Yah himself, you know, like all these things are possible only through his strength, because it you know, that's what's part of our sinful nature that, you know, we gotta, you know, kill daily.
No, exactly, and I want to hit on that, man, because, you know, we want to be real with everybody, man. I came from a drug background. I was a porn addict, and by God's grace, man, I'm an addict for the rest of my life as long as I'm in the flesh. But every day, God keeps giving me victory. I mean, I can't ever be like, oh no, I'm good now, and think that I'll be fine. No, every day I have to die, and He will give me that victory. But then after helping me with the porn stuff, God started showing me inside my heart, man, Jason, you have problems with anger. man, Jason, you're not gentle with your children, you know, but I've seen what he's done in my past, and it strengthens me for what he's going to do, you know, in the future.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's how it is, man. Like, we gotta definitely look at ourselves. Like, you know, that's the thing that about Yah is that, like, he's merciful. He doesn't just dump everything on you about all your the bad things that you're doing. Like, he works, you know, one thing at a time. You know, like he says, like, all right, you know, this one thing that you really need to work on, and then he shows you, and then you pretty much you know, listen to the Holy Spirit, which is your conscience, you know, and you listen to that, and then you pretty much work on it to the point where you overcome that through his strength, and then he gives you the next you know, thing that you need to work on. So it's kind of like a video game, you know, just like this video game, you know, but you pretty much work up in levels, you know, and you just work your way up, you know, until you're pretty much sanctified to the point where you're perfect, you know, just like the 144,000, you know, they're going to be perfect, you know, before Christ comes, you know, and, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I strive to be a part of that group, you know, to be able to not see death and be able to see, you know, our Messiah come in heaven and not having to die or anything and be able to be perfect, you know. So, like, it's a daily walk, you know, it's not easy, you know, nothing's easy in this life. Being a soldier, you know, if you go out and like, be a part of the Marines or the Army or whatever, it's never easy. You know, it's just something that you got to do daily and you got to do sacrifices, and you know, you got to sacrifice, you know, your fun for, you know, like the truth, you know, pretty much what you're really striving for.
Yeah.
So just in this life, it's the same thing.
And I know whatever you give up to the Lord, man, he'll give you something better in return.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
So anything?
Yeah, if you guys got any questions or anything, next week we do want to see about probably doing like how to study your Bible, you know, line upon line, like pretty much just showing how the Bible tells us to study. Because if we really dig in, like, we'll start seeing that, you know, the Bible's pretty much telling us, all right, choose one subject in the Bible, and then you know, for instance, like, you know, what's a good subject to go about? Like, because you pretty much just get all these scriptures talking about that one subject that you want to study, you know, and they're like puzzle pieces, you know. The more scriptures you get about that subject and you put them together, it actually makes a bigger picture, you know, in order for you to understand what it's actually saying. Because so many people, I don't know how many pastors do this, that they actually grab just one scripture and then they twist it and then they say, like, oh, it's saying this and this and that. But then you look at all these other scriptures and they're actually contradicting what the Bible actually says, you know. So, like, we're trying to show you guys that you know, the Bible interprets itself. Like, we don't interpret it, and we'll show you guys that is, we don't ever go by our opinions, you know, and we want all you guys to do the same and show you guys how to do it, you know, by seeing what scripture says for itself, you know. So yeah, if you guys have any questions, anything, like, next week we do want to see about doing that for sure.
And in this Discord, you can write in any of the chat, especially like general. You can, if you have any questions or comments or anything like that.
Yeah, during the week.
You can type it in there, or anything you want to share.
Yeah, but, so we're going, right?
Yeah. But if no one has anything, I think that's it.
Yeah, I just don't know. We're able to even hear anybody right now.
Did you hear him?
Yeah, no, we hear you. I was like, man.
Looks back and for a second, even a lot of good things to say. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, so next week, you know, we're gonna definitely go into that. If you guys are interested, you know, so you guys can start learning how to do this and, you know, start digging in for yourselves, you know, because the Bible has a lot to say. You know, especially we're going to try to see about probably later on going into like the end time stuff, you know, and what's actually going on, because we've been studying it out lately about the fourth sort of judgments and showing how even COVID was prophesied in there. So like, if you guys are interested, you know, you guys can leave something on the general chat, you know, if you guys would like to do that sometime, you know, later after we get through the through pretty much how to study your Bible, you know. So probably after how to study your Bible, you know, we could probably go into that next, if you guys like to.
Yeah,
that's what we're shooting for. Unless it, you know, if the time is a little hard for any of you guys, just let us know and we'll try to work with it.
And then the other question I have is this an invitation only to
the
people that want to join?
No, it's free for anybody. So you guys can just pretty much, since you guys are already on here, you guys can go to the invite section and send an invitation to your friends. And then they should be able to get on.
It's a couple of people that I think would like this, so that's why. I'm
okay, awesome. No, that's good.
And something else I really think would be sweet. I'm a huge advocate for testimonies. Yeah. And if anybody in this chat wants to give a testimony of what God's done in their life, man, I would love to hear it, and I'd love to see it shared.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to record all of this too. So like we accidentally recorded it a little late. I forgot to push record in the beginning, but we got part of it. But next time, yeah, the next one, we'll definitely start it from the beginning. And so you guys can be able to share this with other people that you guys want to invite, and they could kind of have an idea of you know, how we do it and everything and what goes on.
Okay. Maybe I'll actually like to add into this entire lesson a little bit late, but I joined when you guys were talking about just the Ten Commandments is, you know, you can fight those temptations, you can fight those things, and a lot of people just quite a bit of time of like Christians who will say, like, you know, oh, you know, we're still in the first, and they're kind of using it as an excuse to, like, continue sinning.
Oh, yeah.
On Galatians 5:16, I don't know if you guys would know the scripture already or not, but it's saying that walk in the Spirit, and you shall not
put
in the flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, believers who are saying, oh, you know, we're still in the flesh, so we're going to sin. Word literally says, you shall not fulfill the lust in the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the flesh. The flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always about operating in the Spirit, not operating in the flesh. And like you guys were saying, daily, not just one time, not just every now and then, but constantly picking up your cross, constantly denying the flesh, daily.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, I appreciate that, man. I totally agree. You know, and, you know, the thing is, it's not by my strength, right? It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And like, so if I have Christ's strength, what can't I not do? You know what I mean? Why can't I overcome? Of course I can.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having this entire session. It's really awesome.
Yeah. If you guys want to, you know, invite anybody, that would be awesome. We're trying to, you know, keep this going. This is our first time doing this, you know, on Discord. So, you know, just keep spreading the word and, you know, the invitations to whoever wants to be on here. And, you know, we're going to definitely want to get into what's going on pretty soon, like the end time stuff, you know, because the Bible is pretty clear on what's going to happen.
But, and the thing is,
right,
like, a lot of times people don't see how deep the sanctuary goes. Because we hit on one aspect of it, but when you get into Day of Atonement, when you get into all that stuff,
yeah,
it goes deep. And if you don't understand the sanctuary, you can't understand Revelation. And so, like, to truly hit that and dig into it, it goes so deep. And, I mean, you know, this is what we gotta dig in it together, you know, and that's why we want to start this stuff up and get people on fire. We want to get on fire. And when we see other people on fire, man, because there's too much distractions going on, and the more we can come together on this stuff, the more we'll stay lit.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to keep everything transparent, you know, like, we're definitely not perfect, and we're all striving to be, though. Yeah. You know, so, like, you know, we might fall and stumble, but, you know, all we got to do is get back up. You know, like, if you guys ever want to chat throughout the week as well, if you guys have any questions, anything, like, you guys can just put it on the chat, you know, we'll be answering, you know, according to, you know, whatever you guys want to bring up. And and then, yeah, like, if you guys ever have any yeah, like the sanctuary. Well, pretty much the Bible. If you find all the scriptures that talk about the sanctuary, you know, just like I was saying earlier, like, it's just get all the scriptures talking about sanctuary, and it's gonna paint the big picture for you, and it's gonna tell you exactly what it is. You know, and it just keeps going. It branches off into so many other spots. You know, like, it doesn't just go, because, you know, the sanctuary is big. It's a big study right there. But yeah, it definitely keeps branching off into other studies as well.
Something different with the word.
Totally. Well, I mean, there's, like, what's interesting about the sanctuary is, like, there's only two sets of it. Like, there's what the pattern was, like, when Solomon made the temple, when Moses made the temple. But those were just, like, the patterns. But now when we talk about sanctuary of the new covenant, there's different symbols for it. But it's talking about God's people, right? And it's talking about the sanctuary in heaven that we are. It even says that we are the little stones that make up the walls of the temple, right? Which it all has to do with Christ and his believers and like in his body, right? And I mean, that goes into a whole nother study, but it's just showing the relationship of the church with Christ. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Will we be able to feel like time being shortened, or will it happen?
What I wonder about, I was just wondering about, like, the context of what he was saying and the, like, time being shortened. I didn't know if it meant, like, it was, like, certain things were supposed to happen, or, like, time was supposed to go on further and God was just going to cut it short. Or, like, I mean, as I get older, it always feels like time's going faster.
Yes.
But, like, I always thought,
you know, like, when like, this, when it wasn't,
I know that there's that verse that, you know, if, you know, for the elect's sake, that, you know, the time will be shortened. But yeah, we could definitely do a study on that later on and see exactly what it means. You know, because we definitely don't have all the answers, you know, but we, you know, we'll definitely have to check it out.
Yeah,
David.
What time?
Yeah, we're 7:07. All right. Yeah, so, if you guys like, you know, we'll pray it all out, and then we'll see you guys here next week, you know, and whoever you guys like to invite, you know, definitely, that'd be awesome.
All right.
All right, we thank you, Father, for this study. Thank you for all the people that showed up. We ask that you can bring more people into this as well, Father, so that they can be fed by your word and by your truth, so that we can be prepared for that, for your soon coming. Help us to know exactly what to do and how to prepare, Father, through your Son. And help us to get into your word daily as well and die to self, so that we can be able to be made perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. We know that it's possible only through you, Father, and that if we ever do boast, that we boast in what your Son has done. And we thank you, Father, for being here with us and for the studies that we did today. And we ask that every bit of this study can be engraved into the people's minds, and that they can be able to practice it as well daily, and that you can give them the strength to overcome sin and be a true warrior for you. And we thank you, Father, for all that you do and for being here. And we ask all these things in the name of Yahushua.
All right. God bless. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, blessings to you guys. We'll see you on the next one. And of course, you know, if you guys like, you know, just always get on the chat and, you know, let us know any questions you guys have, anything throughout the week. If you guys are struggling through something, you know, you guys can get a hold of us. You know, we're here as pretty much, you know, you guys are a family. So, yeah. Blessings to you guys all.
All right.
See you guys next week.